essentially my book is a kind of double helix. That's to say, there's the story of my academic career and how it was shattered in 71 and how my work was vindicated a quarter of a century later. That's to say that it took Oxford University a quarter of a century to appoint competent and fair examiners for my work. So I got my Oxford doctorate not in 71 when I was 33, but in 96 when I was 58. So that's the one story. And a lot of people said to me when that vindication occurred and the whole thing came straight 25 years later, that it would make a novel. I didn't think so. Then there's the intertwined, the other part of the double helix, is a love and marriage story. And again, when there was a traumatic event in 1971 to do with marriage and near adultery, a lot of people said to me that would make a novel, but I still didn't think so. But when the two things kind of came together in 2000 because of the events in 2000, then I thought, yes, there is a book there. And it became something that I simply had to write. You know, I've had two children. I know what it is to go through pregnancy and then have to deliver. And so with this, and C.S. Lewis speaks somewhere of himself as being big with book, meaning that he'd got a book that had to come out, you know, like a pregnancy. The idea of gestation and delivery connection with a book is a very, very old one. It goes back to the ancient world. Anyway, I felt after the events of 2000, which I won't describe because that would be a spoiler, that essentially it wasn't just that I wanted to write this story, but that I had to. You see, I believe in God, and I believe that He has a purpose for each one of us. His purpose for me has not always been clear. Of course not, because if His purpose for me was always clear, I'd be God Himself, wouldn't I, to see everything. But there are times when we do get glimpses. It's like a curtain being drawn aside. We get glimpses of the purpose that there is for us. And when it came to feeling that I must write this book, then I had the powerful sense, this is what all my academic training, my personal experience, all my reading, and I'm somebody that was reading at 3.5. My mother was reading to me, but I started to read for myself without anybody teaching me. What I hope they will take from it is that God is good. He's infinitely good and He's deeply good. But His goodness is, of course, because it's God's goodness, much, much deeper and more complicated than our ideas of goodness. I've been through very deep suffering and major disruptions in my life, including just last July that my dear husband died. We were 10 days shy of 51 years of marriage. I hope that people will be encouraged to see that if, to quote the old Christian children's chorus, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. If they trust and obey, over a long life, they will find that God is infinitely good. You see, to describe my nature, I would say that I'm essentially a simple soul with a very complicated mind. I do not often encounter anybody as intellectually sophisticated as I am. I say this, I hope, modestly, because when you're 76, you do at last come to terms with your own strengths as well as your weaknesses.